The U.S. Senate acts in the case of a jailed Iranian pastor. Nigeria is under lockdown after church bombings. And Australian believers are all about preserving culture in more ways than one. We'll tell you more about these and other stories on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. International pressure is heating up for the release of imprisoned Iranian pastor Yusuf Nardarkhani. This week, a U.S. committee unanimously passed Senate Resolution 385, confronting Iran in Nardarkhani's case. The resolution just needs a final vote in the Senate. Lindsay Vesey with Open Doors USA says of the resolution,
it also condemns the government of Iran for its violations of religious freedom and human rights. It also calls on the government of Iran to release and exonerate Pastor Yusuf Nardarkhani.
Pastor Nardarkhani's case has been going on for a while.
He's been in prison for well over a year, but he's been told that if he recants his faith, returns to Islam, he will be released. But he's not been willing to do that.
Some may question whether a U.S. resolution can really help, but Vesey thinks it can.
When the U.S. government speaks out, it does let the Iranian government know that they are being watched. And it also, I think, gives hope to those who are suffering persecution.
Next, two cities in northern Nigeria are under a 24-hour curfew. The government triggered the lockdown after Boko Haram bombed three churches Sunday, which led to reprisal violence. Christian Aid Mission says so far, Boko Haram has not directly targeted missionaries of the indigenous Nigerian ministries they help. However, several supporters have been murdered. They're trying to raise $35,000 to relocate the ministry. It's an urgent need. Can you help? Details at our website. This is Mission Network News. When the Sawi tribe of Indonesia first heard the gospel 50 years ago, they called Jesus' betrayer Judas a hero. The Sawi love treachery, but missionaries Don and Carol Richardson discovered they also had a way of making peace. One tribe would give one of their children to an enemy tribe. Once the Richardsons described Christ as a peace child, everything changed for the Sawi. The Richardson's son, Steve, president of Pioneers USA, says,
they began responding to the gospel, and the Sawi eventually began reaching out in their own missionary effort to tribes that they had previously warred against.
It's been 50 years since, and all of the Richardson men are leaving this weekend for Indonesia to celebrate. The Sawi are still committed to Christ after five decades. It's a testimony of what God can do through just two people.
I think the obedience of God's people to His Great Commission is what makes the difference in world history, both for now and for eternity.
Next, they're known as call boys. What are they? Greg Yoder, not me, with Christian World Outreach, says these young boys and men are basically street kids who load buses along the street in exchange for money. They're looked down upon because many are known to drink alcohol and steal. Yoder says CWO is reaching out to them.
They actually call them our nephews. They come to an outreach once a week where they are taught a Bible lesson. They're offered times where they can just play games, trying to teach them some life skills.
This type of ministry is something these young men need, Yoder says.
Some of these boys don't have families, so, you know, who's going to teach them the way they should live? Offering them Christ to help change their lives, which has happened with a number of these boys. This becomes their church.
Now they want to learn to share their faith. $100 can help several kids. We have a direct link at missionnetworknews.org. And Wycliffe Bible Translators is helping to preserve cultures in Australia. Indigenous languages are dying out fast, and with the last speakers, the history of the people group. Providing an Indigenous people group with written scripture for the first time is like providing them with the tools for survival. Most importantly, it introduces them to a Savior. We have details at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide. Get yours in time for Ramadan July 20th at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.